2019. That's Hashem looking forward to a year of great growth in Aras HaTorah, in Yerushalayim, and Lamdus, and Masechta Shabbos is very, very challenging. But, it's something which touches every aspect of Shas. So we'll start with a little bit of Hakdama, right before we begin the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Gimel. There is a Mishnah in Chagiga and Daf Yudam Aleph that tells us that Hilchos Shabbos Kahararim Hatluyim Besara. Literally, it means that Dinei Shabbos are like mountains that are hanging by a single hair. Because after all, Mikra Muat V'Halachos Merubos, it's so vast. And yet, relatively speaking, there is very little that you find in Torah Shebichsav. The Torah tells us, of course, that there's Nisrav Losasach HaMalacha. And if I were to ask you what exactly are the Malachi Shabbos, you'll point to a Mishnah, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the Lamitas Malachos, but very little is mentioned in Chumash as to what indeed constitutes one of the Avos Malachos of Shabbos itself. In fact, when you look at the Gemara and Daf Tzadi Vav Mabez, there the theme is the Malach of Hotzah, and the Gemara makes a very unusual kasha. The Gemara says that Hotzah, Gufa, Eicha, Ksiva. What is the pasuk that tells you about the Malach of Hotzah? What is the pasuk that tells you that Hotzah is considered to be that which is Asir? It's such an unusual kasha. No. Where's the pasuk of Borer? And where's the pasuk of Kosev? And where's the pasuk of Shtei Batei Nirin? There are no psukim. That's the Mishnah, Mikra Muat. And all of a sudden, the Gemara says that Hotzah Gufa Heicha Ksiva. Where do you find the pasuk that tells you that Hotzah is considered to be Asir? And what's surprising is there are two Gemaras, two Masechtas, two different psukim. When you look, and that's the Shabbos that Tzarivav Mabez, the Gemara quotes Parshas Vayakel, Shmos Tavidvav, Vayikale Ha'am Mehavi. That Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, you're so generous, you're giving all the nedavos to the Mishkan Hashem, but do not bring them on Shabbos. You cannot carry the nedavah on Shabbos. The Gemara says, that's a pasuk. It tells you that Hotzah is considered to be that which is Daraisa. When you look at a Gemara in Erev and Adaf Yud Zayin and with Beis, there the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach, in Shmos and Perek Tez Zayin, Al Yetze Ish Mim Komo. Typically speaking, people would go out every day and gather the man. You're not allowed to do so on Shabbos. Tosos points out because the primary Isser is that of Hotzah. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to go out and gather the man that would involve a Malach of Hotzah. So it's surprising that there are two different psukim that tell us that Hotzah is considered to be Asir. So when it comes to typical Avos Malachos, there are no psukim whatsoever. When it comes to Hotzah, yes, two different psukim, that's striking. So Tosus tells you the basics, no? Shabbos Beis Amud Aleph, Dir Mascha Pasha. This is really unusual. And Tosus writes, the name of the Re, you know what you see from here? That Hotzah Malacha Geruahi. There's something really unusual about the Malacha of Hotzah. Because if Hotzah was a typical Malacha, the Gemara would never ask such a kasha. But what is its source? And the Gemara would never answer that there's psukim, two psukim. You don't need psukim for Malacha Shabbos. So the fact that the Gemara should ask and the fact that the Gemara should answer, this tells you something really unusual. Hotzah somehow is in the class by itself. In what sense is that true? Just one Mari Makom. No, this is maybe something you've heard, but it's Nor Zerua. Or Zerua Simen Pei Beis, where the Zerua writes, because all the Malacha Shabbos are creative acts. There's a Shini and Chayfetz. I can look at the object and I can tell whether the malacha occurred. I can tell whether winnowing occurred, whether threshing occurred, whether plowing occurred. You eyeball the object, can you really tell whether there was hotzah or not? Certainly not. There's no shini chetza. The object is not any different now than it was before. Ooh, that's the orzaruah's chiddush. That's why it's called a malacha geruah. And that's why the Gemara asks that there must be a pasuk. And the answer is there are two psukim. And Tosa says, why do you need two psukim? Unbelievable, no? Because Hotzah means that the object which is in goes out from Rosh Hashayach to Rosh Hasharabim. But there are two ways it can go out. It can either go out because I who am in am carrying it out, or the person who is out is drawing it to where he is. You know what that's called? Hotzah da'ani. and Hotsa de Balabais. The object is going from Shasiyat to Shasarabim, but how is it going there? The one who transported, is he positioning himself in or out? So Tosos, you need two psukim for that as well. You need a pasuk for Hotsa de Ani, you need a pasuk for Hotsa de Balabais, because realize this is unusual. Now, this is not for us now, but I'll tell you the following. Is this all a havamina? This is why psukim are necessary. Because there's no way in the world we would have assumed that this is considered to be asa. So therefore the Torah tells us it's asa. But now that I know that it's asa, I have on my psukim. Is Hotsa still different from other malachos? Or do I argue that, no, once you have the psukim, I wouldn't have known, but now that I have the psukim that tell me Hotsa is one of the 11 tenas malachos, so Hotsa is no different than any of the others. Right, to formulate it a little bit differently, and we'll have to spend a lot of time on this, we do the malacha of Hotsa, is there any halachic meaning to the statement that Hotsa is a malacha geruah? It's meaningful in the sense that I wouldn't have known it's us or had not had the psukim, but you know what? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the psukim. Now that I know that indeed it's b'chol ha-malachos, is it really true to argue now Hotsa is exactly like Borim? Or to argue that, no, this is so fundamental that Malacha Shabbos is a shinin chefza, that even now that I have the psukim, there are going to be differences between Hotsa and every other malacha. Oh, so that's going to be shiurim, no? All the nafkaminas between Hotsa, as opposed to all the other of the remaining lamites malachos. But for our purpose right now, that's a clear indicator. Hotsa is different, and that's why the Gemara requires a pasuk. So maybe you'll tell me the following, but you know what? There's another case where the Torah also emphasizes malacha. There as well, in Parshas Vayakel. No? In Shmos and Perek Lamed Hei, Los Sevar Oesh, Tochom Osh Voseichem. You're not allowed to ignite on Shabbos. You can't strike a match. You can't create a flame. Los Sevar Oesh, Tochom Osh Voseichem. Well, that's a malacha garua? Is that really so similar to Hotsa? Not necessarily. Creating a fire? That's not a malachas yitzira. That's not a malachas chidush. That certainly is. And yet the Torah goes out of its way and tells us this is aser. So this is not so unique to Hotsa. You see, this is true when it comes to Los Sevar Oesh as well. So I'll tell you the following. Unbelievable. Shabbos daf ayin amud aleph. You know what Rabbi Yossi says? It sounds almost ironic. If the Torah goes out of its way and tells you that it's a malacha, that's the greatest indicator that, you know, it's not really a malacha. If the Torah tells you that it's aser, it's not a malacha. If it would be a malacha, like borer and kosei, Torah doesn't have to say anything at all. If the Torah goes out of its way and tells you this is aser, it is not. It is not a malacha. It's not a malacha at all. That's unbelievable, no? Malachas Shabbos don't need psukim. But you know what? Aside from lamites malachos, there are Isurei Shabbos that are not Isurei Malacha. There's an Isur of Mechamer, leading an animal. There's an Isur of Shvisa Savadin, you can't work your Eved. There's an Isur of Shvisa Behemta, you can't work your animal. According to Beishamai, Shvisa Kelim. According to Rabbi Kiva, Tchumim. What do you mean? All those are mentioned in Chumash. You know what the answer is? You know why it's mentioned in Chumash? Because it's not. It's not a Malacha. It's not a Malacha. If a person violates the Isser of working his animal on Shabbos, there's no chatos, there's no skila, there's no kares, it's not one of the lamites malachos. So Rabbi Yossi tells us, the following chiddush, that if the Torah goes out of its way and says, do not ignite, do not kindle this flame, do not start this fire, that is a raya muchachas that it's not a malachim. You know what that's called? Havara l'lav yotzas. It's just a lav. There's no kares, there's no skila, there's no chatos. Wow, that's the kiddush of Rabbi Yossi. You know what, but we don't assume that way. We assume that this is one of the lamites malachos. We assume that if a person goes and ignites something on Shabbos, b'shogeg yischayev chatos, and b'meizd yischayev kares and skila, it is one of the malachos. So why in the world is necessary for the Torah tell us, lo sevar oesh? So you know what the other answer is? That same daf, Shabbos daf ayin, Rabbi Nassan, Havar is l'chalek yatzas. Another great chiddush of Shabbos. Another great chiddush. The Torah tells us that don't do malach. The Torah tells me don't eat chalev. So you know, a person sits down, And he eats 10 kazesim of chalev. One after another, a whole plate of chalev. You know what? It was all behelim echad. He's chayiv one karban. He's chayiv one karban. You're not chayiv a separate karban for every kazayis. You're chayiv a single karban. If he eat many, many kazayisim. So I ask you the following question. A person, behelim echad, does many malachos. Many malachos. Why in the world is he chayiv a separate chatos for each and every malacha? Why in the world should that be true? Isn't it just various examples of the same iser of osasa chol malacha? And yet, you know, that's not true. You know why we have a mishnah daf ayin gimel that tells us that there are lametes malachos? Because you could be chayiv 39 chatos. Even behelim echad. Because each malacha has its own identity. I know that that's true. Ooh, so that's what Rabbi Nassim tells us. Shabbos Tafayim. You don't need a pasuk to tell me, lo sevar aweish, to tell me that it's asin. I know malach is asin. So why do you need a separate pasuk to tell us lo sevar aweish? You know what the answer is? That lamed ala kval kulians. That just like the Torah singles out an iser for lo sevar aweish, it's as though this is true of each and every malach. You know what the language of the Tosos Rit is? Shabbos Kuf Lametes. You take a look at it, it's like, Ki ilu ksiv lav al kol malacha umalacha. It's like there are 39 Yisurim. There are 39 Yisurim. There isn't one Issa of don't do malacha, and there are 39 examples of, no. Tosos Rit writes, there are 39 lavim. Each and every malacha is its own world. Each and every malacha is its own world. You know, even if you didn't learn Shabbos yet, no, Baba Kama, Dav Beis, no, Tosus. When you give Hasra, you can't just say, don't be Machal Shabbos. You have to give Hasra for the Av Malacha, because the Isser is the Av Malacha. What do you mean Isser is the Av Malacha? The Isser is, don't engage in Malacha. No, that's not the Isser. The Torah tells us, don't violate Malacha. And the Torah tells us one example, and the lamed ala klal kol yotze. Ki ilu ksiv lav al kol malacha malacha. That's something which is stunning, no? That's the chiddush of Tosfos Rit. But it's all based on the assumption that the Torah doesn't have to mention malacha. So if it mentions it, it's telling you something remarkable. Either that it's not a malacha, or it's telling you something about each and every malacha, that each and every malacha is considered to be distinct. Ki ilu ksiv lav al kol malacha umalacha. Now, you don't need rayas, but if someone were to ask you, can you bring me any raya? That this is true, that it's not necessary for the Torah to tell us that this is a particular malacha. So I'll tell you, look, that's a fact. But if a person will say, is there any indicator that it's true? Not that you need a raya, but I'll tell you a great raya. No? In Parsha Shlach, in Bemidbar, in Perek Tezvav, guess what? The Makosha Sheitzim is killed for Chilul Shabbos. The Makosha is Mechal Shabbos. So if I ask you a very simple question, like, what in the world did he do? What was the guilt of the Makosha Sheitzim? What malacha exactly did he violate? What malacha did he violate? So when you look in the Gemara, on Daf Tzarevav Mabeis, the Gemara has three different possibilities of which malacha did the Makosha Sheitzim violate? What exactly was his guilt? So for example, the Gemara says, Rabbi Amar Shmuel, you know what he did? What do you mean he was gathering wood? What's this for gathering wood? He was carrying in Rishus HaRabim. He was Maver Daramas for Rishus HaRabim. You know, if that's the case, that also is stunning. So the Torah records a case of a person who was killed for carrying Daramas for Rishus HaRabim. I just wanted to ask you, what's the source of Maravam Sushil Sarabim? You know what the answer is? That very Gemara, it's Adivav and Shabbos. It's a halacha Moshe Nisimim. Hotza, the psukim that we had for Hotza, means that you're taking something that is in and you're carrying it out. Where do you see that within the same Rishus of Rishus Sarabim you can be chayiv? You know what the Gemara answers? Halacha Moshe Nisimim. But that's also incredible. That means that it's mefurish b'kra that a person is put to death for violating halacha Moshe Nisimim. In other words, that our link of Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal-Peh is so tight, so inseparable, that the Torah records a person being killed for violating that which is Ilchasa, which is not recorded anywhere in Chumash. That's the day of Rabbi Amar Shmuel. That's what Makoshis was doing. He was carrying in the Midbar. So that's called Maridamus, Bishus Arabim. The Gemara quotes another possibility of Masni Satana. No, he was Tolesh. Tolesh. But what do you mean? That the wood was growing. And he severed it. Oh, it's Chaim Yishim Kotzer. But there again. What? And Kotzer is so explicit in the Chumash. That there's such an Isser. But the Gemara calls the third possibility, Rav Bar Yaakov, Ma'amer, that he was gathering, sometimes gathering peiros, is the Malacha Daraisa, left one of Ma'amer. But you know what the common link is? Mavad Alamos, Kotzer, Ma'amer, the psukim that say that these things are aser? You know what the answer is? It's a Rai Muchachas. You don't need psukim that these are aser. We have a Mesorah, as to exactly what the Lama Tes Malachos are. We have a formula. And therefore, these are Malachos. And the fact that these are considered to be Lama Tes Malachos is not based on individual psukim, but based on right, a cloud. And what exactly is that cloud? So that's the Gemara Daf Mem Pes Simon Beis. Right, where the Gemara says that Avos Malachos, Saraboy Machasarachas. Our Mishnah, 39 Malachos. Where do you see that this is true? Where do you see that the 39 Malachos? So Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama says, Avodas HaMishkan. Avodas HaMishkan. Mishkan is the basis for Malach HaShabbos. Hach Dehavi Ben Mishkan Chashiva, Karadayav. Mishkan, that's our formula. That's our rule. The Gemara continues and makes the following comment. The Gemara says, the name of Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi. You know what? When you add up the amount of times the Torah says, Malacho, Malachto, Maleches, guess what? Comes to 39. There are 39 times the Torah uses this term. Ooh, that's a reference to Lamates Malachos. So Mishkan and the frequency of the term Malacha that you find in Chumash. So the Ramban immediately points out, and that's Sugi, Mem Tes Mabez. That second addition, the Gemara says, that Malacha, Malachta, Maleches, happens to be 39 times in the Chumash, realize that's not an independent source, as opposed to Mishkan. You need Mishkan. It's not that this is a machlokis, that Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama says Mishkan, and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, and the Kunya says, no. Malacha, Malachta, Maleches. Because you cannot deny Mishkan. You can't deny Mishkan. It's a beautiful remez, but the source, the Ramban writes, is Mishkan. After all, if you say that the second possibility is instead of Mishkan, how do you know Avos? How do you know Toldos? Why is this an Av? Why is this a Tolda? How do you know what the Lamedes Malachos are? Obviously, it's Mishkan. Or we're going to see a Gemara Daf and Gimel Mebeis. Why in the world is Borer and Zoreh and Merakeh counted as three separate malachos? Aren't they all like separating Ophel and Psoles? So why is there sorting and winnowing, sifting? Why are they separate? You know what the Gemara answer is? Because they were done separately in the Mishkan. They were done separately in the Mishkan. In other words, that everyone agrees that Mishkan is critical. That's the aura of the Ramban. That the source is Mishkan. You don't need Psukim, but Hach Dahave Mishkan Chashiva, Karadayav. And what's the basis of that? That Mishkan is the source of? So Rashi writes twice in Chumash. Just important to know the Makoros. Rashi writes in Shmos and Perek Lamed Aleph, in Pasuk Yigimel. Rashi writes later in Perek Lamed Hei, in Pasuk Beis, that the Torah juxtaposes Shabbos and Mishkan. Why does the Torah do so? in order to tell you, as Rashi writes, as you know, because even though I commanded you to what? Oh, Rashi, this is fundamental, no? Build a Mishkan? Even though I told you to construct a Mishkan, Vasei Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Sochan, but nonetheless, don't you dare do so on Shabbos. So Rashi writes, that's the whole Smichas HaParashios. Why does the Torah juxtapose Mishkan, meaning Binyan HaMishkan, with Shabbos in order to tell us, Ein Meleches HaMishkan Doches HaShabbos. Ooh, so that's the rule. Meleches, and when you go through all of Masechet Shabbos, in Rashi, without exception, whenever the Gemara mentions a Malacha, and Rashi is going to tell you where this Malacha is sourced, what's the makar of this Malacha? Invariably, the source is always going to be Binyan HaMishkan. Binyan HaMishkan. Binyan HaMishkan. Because Rashi writes, that's exactly the meaning of Shmos Lamed Aleph, Shmos Lamed Hey. I told you to build a Mishkan, but don't you dare do so on Shabbos. So you know what? It's not going to help me to cite a source from Malacha in Avodas HaKarbanos. What does Avodas HaKarbanos have to do with anything? Avodas HaKarbanos often is Doche Shabbos. But the source of each and every Malacha is going to have to be rooted in Binyan HaMishkan. Binyan HaMishkan. And that's what Rashi does throughout the Masechta. Always Binyan HaMishkan. And how do you know that Binyan HaMishkan is not Doche Shabbos? The answer is, the juxtaposition. The juxtaposition. And I'll ask you another question. How do you know that Binyan HaMishkan is not Doche Shabbos? The answer is smichos. Oh, but wait a second. Why in the world would you think Binyan HaMishkan is Doche Shabbos? I would start from the opposite point, no? If you can tell me like a very good reason that Binyan HaMishkan should be Doche Shabbos, I understand why the Torah will go out of its way and say, no. But why should I have even assumed? Is there any Havamina that Binyan HaMishkan should indeed be Doche Shabbos? Why would you think that's the case? That I require the Torah to go out of its way and to tell you no. Ooh, so I'll tell you two answers, both of which are true. Number one is the Sugya Yevamos and Daf Vav, which is Esi Docholosas. Because B'chalot Torah Kula, we have such a concept that a mitzvah saseh can override an iser. And the Gemara suggests that maybe I would have thought that the mitzvah of Asli Mikdash v'shachanti b'sofen can be Doche Shabbos. And that's why it's necessary for the Torah to tell us Eshabso se tishmaro u'mikdashi tiro. That's not true. Shabbos is first. Forget about Binyan HaMishkan. Shabbos is first. So there are times that I could have applied the principle of Esidach Halos HaSei. So the Torah has to go out of its way and say, absolutely not, absolutely not. The Gemara continues, though, this reason is not really sufficient. You know why? Because it is true. We have a principle of Esidach Halos HaSei. But that doesn't apply everywhere. What an essay can be doche, a lav where there's kares, a lav where there's skila, a lav where there's chatos. The typical case of essay of philosophy is a typical essay with a typical lav. Like shatnas and tzitzis. But Shabbos, you're talking about skila. Is it really the case that essay of philosophy? So you know the command says, Nivamos and Davar. Yeah, but we just mentioned there are certain Isurei Shabbos that there is no skila, there is no karis, there is no chatas. Oh, so maybe a person could think, if I'm dealing with those aspects of Shabbos, I should at least apply the principle of Halos HaSei. So maybe you're right. I can't engage in a full-blown malacha. But if I can knock something down just to allow, Shvisa Savadin, Shvisa Sfehemto, Mechamer, Tchumim, if I can just knock it down to a lav, apply the principle, that's it. So that's what the Gemara writes in Yevamos. Even that doesn't work. You cannot violate Shabbos in any shape or form. That's what the Gemara writes in Yevamos and Davar. Any other possibility? why you would have thought. So this is a mechilta in the very beginning of Parshas Vayakim. The mechilta is assuming you're right. Esed Ochalosa says very limited. Very, very limited. But I'll tell you another reason that Binyan Mishkan should be Dorcha Shabbos. Because Avoda is Dorcha Shabbos. Avoda Sakrabanos is Dorcha Shabbos. What happens in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? You know what the answer is? Avoda. So you kind of turn to the Kohen and say, what are you doing? Right? Shchita? That's a malacha. You know what the Kohen is going to tell you? Avoda often is Dorcha Shabbos. So the Mechilta writes the following Chiddush. This is not a known Mechilta, no? That will look. Avoda is Eino Ba Ela Mikoach HaMachshirin. Avoda is dependent on Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, the Kli. In order to do Avoda, you need all these things. You need the various Kelim. You need a Mishkan. You need a Beis HaMikdash. And Avod is Dorcha Shabbos. So Mechilta suggests, if Avod is Dorcha Shabbos, the Torah goes out of its way and tells us, these are the covenants to bring on Shabbos, these are the covenants to bring on Yantiv. Isn't it obvious that Avod is Dorcha Shabbos and Dorcha Yantiv? So the Mechilta even says, a Kavachomer, if Avod is only a function of Machshirin, it's the Mikdash that allows you to do Avod, and Avod is Dorcha Shabbos, so Einodin, Shidcho es Hashabbos. Isn't it a Kal V'chomer then that the Mishkan the Beis HaMikdash should be Dorcha Hashabbos? And guess what? That's why you need a smichus to tell you that that's not good. Now, this is an important background. Now, why in the world is it necessary? What do you derive? And that's why, Ahavamina. Sometimes that's Esedel Chalosa say. But even when you deal with a Malacha, there's not Esedel Chalosa say. But if Malach is Dorcha Hashabbos, Binyan should be Dorcha Hashabbos. And therefore, I need drashos to tell you that it's not true. And once I see that it's not true, binyan, as Rashi learns, is not Dorcha Shabbos. Oh, now I have my whole world of lametas malachos. So whatever is involved in binyan hamishkan, that is going to serve as a malacha on Shabbos. And I don't need the Torah to go out of its way and tell me any individual malacha. And if it does, that's troubling to me. And if the Torah mentions Hotzah, you have to understand why that's true. If the Torah mentions Los Tavar Weish, you have to justify why that's true. Because for me, the juxtaposition of Mishkan and Shabbos is good enough in order to be able to derive the Lama Tesmalachos. The Lama Tesmalachos. Wow. Now that very Gemara, Shabbos Daf Mem Tes, Ein Chayavin Ela Malacha Shekayotza Ba'isa B'Mishkan. Malacha Shabbos, Mishkan, Mishkan. Heim Zaru, they planted, Atemlos Izru, you're not allowed to plant. Heim Kotsru, they reaped, you're not allowed to go ahead and do that. Heim Tochanu, Heim Lashu, that's the basis of Lamites Malachos. So on that very Gemara, Rashi writes the following, where did they do all this? Where was this done? So that's what Rashi writes, explicit. Binyan HaMishkan. You have to find the source in Binyan Mishkan 4. All of the Lamates Malachos. That's what Rashi writes in Daf Mem Tes. If you look in Rashi in Arm Daf, in Daf Ein Gimel Med Aleph, Rashi is going to tell you the source in Binyan Mishkan. The Rashi in Daf Ayin Dalo obeys. In fact, Rashi is bothered by the following, which is really a Gemara, but Rashi highlights this point. Our Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel doesn't mention Bishul. But our Mishnah mentions Bofen. No? Not. Where was Afia found in the Mishkan? Why in the world is it that our Mishnah says the Ofen? Why exactly is that true? Rashi highlights that difficulty. Because Afia is not found in Mishkan. What do you mean it's not found in Mishkan? The answer according to Rashi is very simple. Afia is not found in Binyan HaMishkan. In Avoda, of course there's Afia. Of course there's a fee when it comes to Avodas HaKarbonos. The Lechem HaPanim did not involve a fee. But Rashi is bothered. Now, why is it that Bishul should be singled out? That should be mentioned. Why in the world is it that the Mishnah mentions Ofer? So that's going to have to be justified. But you understand where Rashi's coming from. Because Mishkan always means cases of binyan HaMishkan, not cases of Avodah Sakarbanos. And if you look in the very beginning of the Egle Tal, the Egle Tal points out that this is a huge, huge machlokes. This is a huge machlokes. The Egle Tal quotes that Rav Avram ben Oshel Rambam quotes the Shita of Rav Haigon, and Rashi alludes to this Rav Haigon, and Daf Sari Beis Amar Aleph. Rabbeinu Chananel refers you to this based on Yerushalmi and Daf Tzadi Gimel Aleph. But no. When we say Mishkan is the basis of, you know what we mean? Avodah Sakarbanos. So, for example, the whole first series of malachos, the first 11 malachos, where exactly were they found? In the Mishkan. You know what Rav Haigon writes? What do you mean? That they were found when it comes to the Chavite Kohen Gadol? They were found when it comes to Minachos? If you have to bring a Mincha? So, how in the world do you get that which is necessary too? How do you reach that stage? You know what the answer is? The first 11 malachos. Sidur Davas. That's the basis of those malachos. Pretty striking. Either it's based on Bishul Samamanim, the need to cook up in order to die to construct a Mishkan, or no, it's based on simply the typical cases of Avoda. Well, if Menachos accompany a Karban, how in the world do you get a Mincha? You know what the answer is? The first 11 Menachos. Sidur Depas. You have every day the Chavite Kohen Gadol. How do you get the items that are necessary for? The answer is the first 11 Menachos. Sidur Depas. And therefore, that is sort of Haigon Rice is the source of these Menachos of Shabbos. But that's a very fundamental Machlokes. Whether, it's based on Binyan HaMikdash, or whether it's based on Avodah Sakarbanos. Wow. When you look in Rashi and Daf Tzadi Beis Amar Aleph, there Rashi refers to this Rav Haigon. The Mishnah is talking about the Malach of Hotza. So, Hamotzi, a person who carries on Shabbos is high. And how exactly do you carry? The Mishnah tells us, Ben Bimina, Ben Bismolo, whether it's with your right hand, whether it's with your left hand. You know, if I'm a righty and I like my left hand, I'm a lefty, right hand, I would call that klachriyad. But when it comes to carrying, you know, people are ambidextrous. You don't always carry with this hand, carry with that hand. So the Mishnah tells us, you know what? For Hotzah, whether it's simin, whether it's small, tocheiko, carry something against your chest. Al kseifav, you carry something on your shoulder. In all those cases, you're chayiv. In all those cases, you're chayiv. Rashi writes the following. How do you know? How do you know that you're chayiv? Yamin, smol, cheiko, kseifa. How do you know that you're chayiv? If you carry in any one of those ways. And the Mishnah mentions one case. The Mishnah says, shekein masa b'nei kas. Because when the b'nei kas carried the kingdom of the Mishkan, b'kasef yisov. They carried on their shoulders. You know, Rashi's father, why does the Mishnah single that out exactly? B'kasef yisov. Why exactly is that true? See what Rashi writes? It's very obvious that if you carry with your right hand, you're chayiv. If you carry with the left hand, you're chayiv. You're really going to call that like klach hayad? You're doing malach in a very unusual way. You carry something against your chest, but that's a normal way of carrying things. So the Mishnah doesn't have to cite any source whatsoever. But I would have thought that maybe carrying something on your shoulder is unusual. So Rashi writes, you know why? That's why the Mishnah talks. That's not unusual. The Torah records carrying in that fashion. Because if you sow. So because if you sow is just an indicator that is called Derech Hotzah. That really is called Derech Hotzah. So Rashi says it very simply. Yamin, smol, cheik, Rashi says is orach ara. That's a normal way of carrying. And in case you'd object and say, but carrying on your shoulder is not typical, no, so you see in the Chumash, that's called typical. That's a normal way to be. Okay. Ooh, all of a sudden Rashi continues. But uvashem, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda, Matzasi, Shamar, Rav Haigon, based on Yerushalmi, no, no. Every one of the cases has a source. Every one of the cases has a source. You know what the source is? B'midbar Perek Dalet Pasuk Tezayin. Ufakudas ben Ufakudas Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen was in charge to carry the different items of Mishkan. Shemen Lamaor, Ktores Hasamin, Minchas HaTamid, Shemen HaMishcha. What is the Torah telling you? That part of the role of Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen was to carry all of these things. Oh, so that's the Shlishi Rahegon based in Yerushalmi. Shemen was Echad B'Yamin V'Echad B'Smol. And the Ktores, Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen carried the Cheiko against his chest. And the Chavitin he carried Al HaKaseh. In other words, the way in which Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen carried the Karbanos. The Karbanos. That's the source of the Malacha of Hotzah. That's the source of the Malacha of Hotzah. Wow. That's not Binyan. That's not Binyan. The Shemen, the Ktores, the Chavitin is not Binyan HaMishkan. Rashi, the Shitase. Rashi, who assumes, we're not talking about Avodah. We're talking about Binyan HaMishkan. Binyan HaMishkan. So Rashi is not going to tell us that the source of carrying in this way is the Ktores or the Chavitin. Ktores and Chavitin, that's not the source of Malach HaShabbos. The source of Malach HaShabbos comes from Avodah Sakarbanos. No, it comes from Binyan HaMishkan. So, is there a source in Binyan HaMishkan? That's right. You don't need a source because Orach Arah, this is the typical way to carry. And the only reason the Gemara mentions Shekei Masa B'nei Kahas is just to tell you, that's typical carrying. But if you're going to tell me no, that the Mishnah is doing something more than that, it's telling you that the source of Hotzah is based on this Pasuk, and therefore we know that you're chayiv if you're carrying this fashion because of the Shem and the Mar, and the Ktores, and the Chavitin, you've crossed a line, that you know what? These are examples of Karbanos. These are not examples of Binyan, Binyan HaMishkan. Oh, so that's the opening piece of the Gital. But you know what? You see, according to the Gaonin, according to Rav Haigon, that Avodas HaKarbanos can serve as a basis of Malach HaShabbos. But what exactly does that mean? Very simply, that the Torah tells us to do Avodah, but not every Avodah is allowed on Shabbos. If the Torah were to tell you to do Avodah, but not this Avodah, you see that that's a Malacha. So Avodah HaKarbanos will serve as. That's a pretty heavy, heavy Machlokes. Rashi, and the Gital writes the Rambam as well. The Rambam learns like Rashi. If you look in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, on that Mishnah Tzadi Beis, the Rambam reads it simply as Rashi. If you look in the Rambam when it comes to describing Hotzah, Perikim Beis, Halachia Beis, oh, like Rashi. So the Gital writes, you have a pretty fundamental machlokes, right? The view of Rav Haigon, as opposed to the view of Rashi and the Rambam, in terms of what is its source. The Gital writes a corollary. When that Gemara says in Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, Heim Zoru, they planted, and therefore you're not allowed to plant. What does the Heim mean? Heim. Heim Zoru. Who are the Heim? Who are the Heim? They planted, and therefore you're not allowed to plant. What exactly does that mean? When did they plant when it comes to Binyan HaMishkan? When did they plant when it comes to Binyan HaMishkan? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, build a Mishkan. And you know what? Guess what? The crush and the Mishkan require, let's say, trees. You know? It requires wood. So they, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to build a Mishkan, so now we plant it? We planted a tree? And like decades later, we... We doesn't mean those who are obligated in Vasli Mikdash or Shekhanti B'Salcham. It means like Midrashim, you know? When Bnei Yisrael left the Eretz Mitzrayim, you know, they already, you know, brought with them the wherewithal too. So Rav Haim Gaon points out a nuance, but it's an important nuance. When the Gemara tells us, Mantesma Beis, Haim Zaru, Haim does not mean Klal Yisrael at the time of the Tzivui Vasli Mikdash. It means in principle, building a Mishkan requires these activities. Building a Mishkan required planting, and it required reaping, and it required harvesting. Not that Bnei Yisrael did all of that post-Sivui HaMishkan. It just simply means that in order to build a Mishkan, these activities must have been done. But when were they done? Prior to the Tzivu of Vasli Mikdash, V'Shachanti V'Selchem. So Haim Zaru does not mean Haim, meaning Bnei Yisrael, at the time that they were commanded Vasli Mikdash, V'Shachanti V'Selchem. It just simply means in the broadest possible sense that, you know what, building a Mishkan required that prior to, this is what must have occurred. Okay? That's how to interpret the word Haim. Haim does not mean meaning they, meaning the ones who were commanded to. But, ooh, the Great House suggests that if you assume it's based on Avodas HaKarbanos, so these are things that are necessary to do post. We're talking about Karbanos. Karbanos throughout the millennia. Karbanos which are the Doros. In order to see to it that you have a functioning Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan in terms of Avoda, these are things that you have to do now. You know, you're going to have to seed and reap and harvest. So, hey means Bnei Yisrael posted Tzivuya Vasli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Selchem. Not just simply that these are things that are entailed in Binyan HaMishkan, even though this is not something that were done at that particular time. That's a pretty important machlokas. What exactly do we mean that Mishkan serves as the basis of Melech HaShabbos? Of Melech HaShabbos. Is there any difference? It's important, you know? Yeah, it's really important kind of to know whether Mishkan means Binyan Mishkan, whether it's Avodas HaKarbanos. But, is there a difference? You know, we'll learn through the Masechta, we'll have to see, are there differences? Are there differences between them? I'll tell you a couple, and they're critical. One of these Surman Shabbos, this is a Mishnah Daf Kuf Mem Gimel and Beis, is Schitas Peros. More specifically, Schitas Zeisim V'Anavim. Schitas Zeisim V'Anavim. You see a person, and he takes olives, and he squeezes it to extract its oil. A person goes ahead and takes a grape and he squeezes it to extract its juice. It's a Mishnah Mufreshes that you are chayiv. You're going to be chayiv skila if there's asra, karis if it's amazing, achatas if it's peshogim. For schitas zeisim va'anavim, you are chayiv. A Mishnah Mufreshes, kuf mem gimel mebeis. Was this found in the Mishkan? Was Schita Zeisim found in the Mishkan? So guess what? You know what Rashi writes? Nope. This was not found in the Mishkan. That's what Rashi writes in that sugya. Kuf Mem Gimel Beis. Wasn't found. Is that a problem that it wasn't found? Sounds like a big problem. No. Rashi tells you, don't be so bothered. Because the Mishnah says you're chayiv, but the Mishnah doesn't say that it's an av. We're going to have to learn at length, but you're not only chayiv for avos, you're also chayiv for todos. So Rashi writes, this Mishnah, whoa, that tells us that Schita Zeisim Banavim is forbidden midaraisa. You know what Rashi writes? Because Dahavi Tolda Dedisha. It's a Tolda of Dash. It's a Tolda of Dash. This is only a Tolda. Right, we haven't learned this yet, but when we learn all the differences between Avos versus Toldos, we're going to put Schita Zeisim Banavim, according to Rashi, in the category of a Tolda. And there can be differences. Daraisa. Are you chayav kareis? Of course you're chayav kareis. You're chayav kareis for toldos. But it is only a tolda. It is only a tolda. Schita is a tolda. Schita is a tolda. You'll tell me like a tolda of what? A tolda of what? There's a tosos and beitzit. There are two candidates. Schita can either be a tolda of dash, or schita can be a tolda of another malacha, malabing. One of the Lamed Tesh Malachos, laundering. Malabin is asin. Well, part of the laundering process is to wring something out. So Tosos writes a chiddush. Don't be confused, because sometimes schita is a form of disha, sometimes schita is a form of malabin. And you know the real differences between them. Let's assume, for example, I squeeze something, and that which I'm wringing out, that liquid, is holeich li'ibud. I'm not using it. It just spills out to the ground. So you know Tosos writes in Beitz and Daf Lamed, is that relevant if it's only Kleibud? Tosos depends. If it's the type of Schita, which is Malabin, that's always true in Malabin. Since when do you use the dirty water when you wring something out? But if you're talking about Schita, which is a Toda of Dash, well, whenever you thresh in order to utilize that which is extracted. So Tosos writes, it's really important to know whether Schita is Dash, or whether it's Malabin. Because if it's Holy Chli, but it's not Dash. But if it's Malabin, yes. Then Tosos writes another requirement, that Malabin is only if it cleanses, if it's Derech Nikayam. Like I have something like dirty, and I wash it with water. So if I wash something with water, and I squeeze it out, the fact that I need the water, I'm Chayiv Midaraisa. But when you go ahead, and let's say you squeeze Eisim and Anavim, that's laundering. That's not laundering. So you're only going to be chayiv if you need that which you extracted. You need the yayin, you need the shemen. Because that is schita, which is a tolda of dash. Ooh, but you know, Rashi and Tosfos assume that schita zeisim v'nav is a tolda of dash, a tolda of dash. You know what the Gonim assume? Schita is an av malacha. Who says it's a tolda? Yeah, Mishnah says you're chayiv. It's an av malacha. It's identical to dash. It's identical to dash. You know, we're going to have to discuss. There's bishul, there's afia, there's zareya, there's noteya. Is it so obvious that one is an av and one is a tolda? I understand it a little bit different. But maybe they're all part of the same. The sheet of the Gaonim, is it schita? It's an av malacha. It's an av malacha. You know why it's an av malacha? Because schitas zeisim v'anavim was found in the Mishkan. What do you mean it's found in the Mishkan? The Mefurishim Gaonim, no? It wasn't found in Binyan Mishkan. You don't need oil and yayin for Binyan Mishkan. But you better have yayin and shemen for avodas hakavanos. Otherwise you're going to be stuck. So I'll ask you, Schita Zeisim Avim, found in Mishkanah? Ooh, you know what the answer is? It depends. It depends. So not surprising that Rashi writes, it's a tolda. Not surprising, the Gonim assume is considered to be an Av. You want to see this inside, where do you look? This is an Eglei Tal much later. Right? I would advise getting an Eglei Tal. Right? The Malacha of Dash, it's in Yud Zayin Os Yud Aleph. That's where the Gaital writes, you know, he's talking about this case. He says, realize there's a world of difference between Rashi Shita and the Gonim, whether this is an Av, whether this is a Tolda. They're all Darais. That's true, they're all Darais. But I'll tell you an unbelievable Naftim. An unbelievable Naftim. Now, when you look in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Ches, there, the Gemara tells us, you're not allowed to take grain and molel in melilos, and like to roll the grain in order to try to break the grain itself from its husk. Mol in melilos. So you have an ear of grain. You know, it has a husk, it has the, you know, so to take it and to roll it, roll it. You're very long familiar with rolling, right? Good. So in that case, well, ein mol in melilos. Right? Shabbos kuf chalkes. Can't do that. Great. Great. You look in the Rambam, stunning. Perchaf Aleph Halacha Yadalet. This is only an Issur Derabbanan. Because Nire Kiddush. It looks like threshing. It looks like threshing. It looks like threshing. That's not the typical way to thresh. You go to the threshing floor. You don't see people rolling grains with their hands. So the Rambam writes that, you know why this is us? This is an Issur Derabbanan, because it's Nire Kiddush. It's not even Issur Daraisa. It's only an Issur Derabbanan, because it's Nire Kiddush. And I'll tell you a Kiddush that the Rambam writes, Hilchos Yantif, Perek Gimel Halacha Tesvav, on Yantif it's Mutter. Because the Issur Derabbanan is only on Shabbos, it's not on Yantif. So in the Sugin Shabbos, Kuprocha says, don't do this. It's a Gzeira Drabbanan on Shabbos. It doesn't even apply on Yantif. Whoa. Guess what? The Gaonim assume this is a Malacha Daraisa. This is a Malacha Daraisa. Issur Drabbanan. What the Rambam writes is an Issur Drabbanan. The Gaonim writes is an Issur Daraisa. Molel in Melilos. This is an Egle Tal. Later. This is found in Yud Daled, Sivkot Mechav Ches, Os Yud Aleph. Where the Gleital cites the Makoros, the Gaonim write, that Sugya, Eimom, is Midaraisa. Is Midaraisa. This is not just a Din Derabbanan. What exactly does this come from? Ooh, so guess what? If I ask you, is there any source for this act in Bidin HaMishkan? You know what the answer is? No. This is not one of the steps to build a Mishkan. But you know what? When it came to the Minchas HaOmer, the Avoda, yeah, that the Gemara does describe, that was part of the process of refining the Minchas HaOmer. So that's like unbelievable. There was something that they would do in Avoda they did not do in Bidin HaMishkan. So what does that mean in terms of Malacha Shabbos? Whoa, so the Rambam writes it's not going to be a Malacha. Either Gemara says it's Aser. Not surprising that the Rambam writes it's because it's Nire Kiddush. This is an Issur Derabbanan. This is an Issur Derabbanan, which is limited to Shabbos. And it's Mutter L'Chadchila Anyantid. Whoa. And the Gonim point out, this is really Aser Midaraisa. And on Shabbos Yerchayim. And on Yantif, okay, we don't know that much about Yantif yet. If you're going to say it's Mutter on Yantif, the only reason it's going to be Mutter is because, well, this is like regular Malacha Selchon Nefesh. It's not being Mutter simply because it's a Gzerdon on Shabbos that doesn't apply on Yantif. If you're going to argue that it's Mutter on Yantif, you're going to have to explain yourself why it's Mutter on Yantif. Well, cooking is Mutter on Yantif. If that's a Malacha, the answer is maybe Molim Alinos will be called Malacha Selchon Nefesh. But not just simply, as the Rambam writes, that this is like Heter Gamor. The previous case we spoke about, Schita Zeh, that's important. But that's a nafkamina in terms of Av versus Atolva. And we're going to have to see subtle differences. There are differences, subtle differences in Avos and Atolvas. But that itself is important. No? But here, you mamash of machlokas, whether something's nisa daraisa, or whether it's only gzeira derabanan, all stemming from this particular case. So this we'll have to see. This is based on one makor of Malachi Shabbos, Mishkan, and the fundamental machlokas, whether it's Binyan Mishkan or Avodah Sakrabanos. There is a Tosus in Psachim Kufi Zaynodays. But Tosus writes such an unbelievable Chiddush, you know, that Isn't Shabbos also Keneged Yetzias Mitzrayim? Isn't that part of what our Shmir Shabbos represents? Certainly, that's, we just learned Parshas Yeschanan, The Torah tells us, observe Shabbos, ki evra yusuf b'mitzrayim, ki evra yusuf b'mitzrayim. So Tosos writes, an unbelievable chiddush, the tiny Tosos, the top Tosos, Pesach and Kuf Yazan HaBeis. You know how you demonstrate that Shabbos is connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim? By refraining on Shabbos to engage in any activity that we had to do as Avadim Tepraum Mitzrayim. What did we have to do in Avadim Tepraum Mitzrayim? You know what Tosfos writes? Zoreya, Choresh, Ma'amer, Lamatas Malachas. Lamatas Malachas. Wow. The basis of Menachas Shabbos is also written in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Tosfos writes, just to like top it off, that there is a system of gematria of Atbash. The Aleph corresponds to the Tav, the base to the Shin. Vayavidu Mitzrayim es Bnei Yisrael be Farech, Avodas Perach. Perach. What's Perach? The gematria. Well, what's the correspondence? Tosus writes this, Vav Gimel Lamed. Vav Gimel Lamed is Avodas Perach. Ooh, Tosus writes, guess what? That's Lamed Es. Tosus says, Because the basis of Lechah Shabbos is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a stunning Tosus, Take a look, Pesach and Kuf Yazayin, one days. There are a couple of them. On Bavli, our makor is Mishkan with a fundamental machlokes. Tosus writes an additional tier, Not to the exclusion of Mishkan, but also it's connected cases of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We'll have to pick up before we start the meat of the sugya. Just simply discussing the Hagdaras and the sources from Lechah Shabbos.